Thank you. And indeed, it's the good stuff. I have a piece coming up. It's called An Ode to America. It was seen in a Romanian newspaper.
Well, that ought to be good since we're coming up on the 250th birthday of the U.S. this summer.
I thought so, too.
I hope everybody's making a great big plan for the 4th of July this year.
That's right.
Maybe it's a trip to discover one of the gems of the Sandhills.
There you go.
You know, there's lots of things. If you like golf, this has been getting to be and has been for a little while a golfer's paradise.
Yeah.
Two 18-hole championship courses at the Prairie Club, the Caprock Club just north of there, if you could get on that. And the Frederick Peak Golf Club is a 10-hole. It's a great little course designed by the Tom Lehman Group. So you might want to check that out while you're here on a golf outing for a weekend or a week and throw in a trip down the Niobrara River. You can find out how to do all of that and more by going to visitvalentine.org.
I do have to say, Frederick Peak, our municipal golf course, is one of the best municipal golf courses I've ever seen.
That's what I hear from people that go play, that have played a lot of other golf courses.
There you go. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, aggressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. You should check it out. Visit online, tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And we have an ode to America.
Yes. Again, seen in a Romanian newspaper. Why are Americans so united? They would not resemble one another even if you painted them all one color. They speak all the languages of the world and form an outstanding mixture of civilization and religious beliefs. On 9/11, the American tragedy turned 300 million people into a hand put on the heart. Nobody rushed to accuse the White House, the Army, or the Secret Service that there are only a bunch of losers. Nobody rushed to empty their bank accounts. Nobody rushed out onto the street nearby to gape about. Instead, the Americans volunteered to donate blood and to give a helping hand. After the first moments of panic, they raised their flag over the smoking ruins, putting on t-shirts, caps, and ties in the colors of the national flag. They placed flags on buildings and cars as if in every place and on every car, a government official or a president was passing. On every occasion, they started singing, "God Bless America." I watched the live broadcast and rerun after rerun for hours, listening to the story of a guy who went down 100 floors with a woman in a wheelchair without knowing who she was, or of the Californian hockey player who gave his life fighting with the terrorists and prevented the plane from hitting a target that could have killed other hundreds or thousands of people. How on earth were they able to respond united as one human being? Imperceptibly, with every word and musical note, the memory of some turned into a modern myth of tragic heroes. And with every phone call, millions and millions of dollars were put into a collection aimed at a reward, not for a man or a family, but a spirit which no money can buy. What on earth unites the Americans in such a way? Their land? Their history? Their economic power? Is it money? I tried for hours to find an answer, humming songs and murmuring phrases with the risk of sounding commonplace. I thought things over. I reached, but only one conclusion. Only freedom can work such miracles.
Ah, that is a great one, isn't it? Here's some tidbits for you on the tail end of the program. Live simply. Love generously, care deeply. Speak kindly. Remember, if the dog was the teacher, you would learn things like, when loved ones come home, always run to greet them. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joyride. Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. Take naps. Stretch before rising. Run, romp, and play daily. Thrive on attention and let people touch you. Avoid biting when a simple growl will do. So these are some things if a dog was the teacher. On warm days, stop to lie on your back in the grass. On hot days, drink lots of water and lie under a shady tree. When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. Delight in the simple joy of a long walk. And finally, be loyal. If a dog was the teacher, you would learn those things. And that's the good stuff.